When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
It's so much easier for me to respond to responses than it is for me to initiate with a response. What do I mean by this? Last year during Art Sound Off, I remember talking about how I agonize over responding to kind comments from people who interact with the stuff that I make, whether it's the audio stuff or the visual stuff or my teaching stuff, especially online, especially like in an email or some kind of public response on a social media platform. And I remember saying, like, I overthink my response to the point of not acting at all. And sometimes I just don't respond to people because I'm so busy, or I'm so caught up in thinking of the exact word choice. Because, I mean, part of it is that I think I really am beginning to believe that as I'm getting older, I don't even know if it has anything to do with getting older. I think it has to do with just the worlds in which I occupy and the work that I do. It's so much easier for me to visually describe what I'm thinking than to describe it in words. And some language I caught myself using last year, and I'm sticking with it, is I feel like comics and drawing is becoming my first language. And English is becoming my second language. I catch myself more and more stopping in the middle of a sentence because I have a picture in my head of what I'm trying to describe, but I cannot find the words right away to describe. It takes me a long time. And it makes it really hard for me to argue with people. By the way, side note, I wanted to respond to something Dijusan was saying in one of her Art Sound Off entries. I've been going through the archives of what's been happening this month with the Art Sound Off hashtag, and a lot of things to respond to and think about. Oh, such great stuff. But she was talking about like this idea of debate, and expressed like a little bit of like disquiet or discomfort with the idea of like debate in the spirit of winning. You know, like I love debating to better understand somebody's point of view, right? Like when I was doing the Comics Are Great show, part of the reason I loved doing that show was I would assemble arguments to pitch at my guest, like friendly, good-natured arguments, but I really did try to get them to defend their point of view because I wanted to know why, you know, not because I wanted to change their mind, but I just want to know where they're coming from. Like that kind of debate delights me. I absolutely adore it. But it's getting harder. It's getting so much harder to explore these ideas verbally for me. So anyway, what was this, the headline of this one about like responding to responses rather than initiating a response? This was also inspired by an Art Sound Off entry, and it was Owen Jolins who was talking about, in one of his entries, he put out a sort of an open call to the other people participating in this challenge. What are your thoughts on social media? And Owen was describing, Owen Jolins, by the way, a comic colorist on Twitter. He's been posting his Art Sound Offs, and he's a professional comic colorist. Has also been lending a lot of really great thoughts for consumption on this during this challenge. And he said, you know, what are your thoughts on social media? He described dialing back on his use of it, like almost becoming, I think his word was, I've become a ghost on these platforms. Still has the accounts, but just doesn't interact with them as much. And I know for my own part, I have been dialing back myself quite a bit. I still post stuff to Instagram a lot because I really do love the visual nature of it. I love like the quick scroll, see what a few of my friends are up to, and then I can just bip out. I don't have to read a lot of text. I don't have to... I guess I'll admit to this. I will totally copy this. I don't have to engage with really complex things to deal with. Like when somebody talks about like some really significant life stuff, then I'm like, okay, now I'm friendly with this person. I talk to them at conventions. Am I a part of their life to the point where I can come in and offer any kind of advice on this thing? Well, I don't like to tell people how to live their lives anyway. So, okay, well, I'm just going to say like, oh, I'm so sorry for you. Well, if I say I'm so sorry for you, does that seem insincere? Here comes that overthinking, right? And I know I have friends I've talked about this a lot with, like, you know, it's like, it's so much clearer in real life how to engage with that kind of stuff, or at least it seems that way. At least it's more immediate. And so I don't have like a lot of thoughts on like where I stand with social media. I'm still struggling with the fact that it's still a commonly accepted bit of wisdom in the publishing world that you need to have a presence there in order to demonstrate audience participation with the stuff that you do. It's a metric that, for better or worse, the industry is paying attention to. And so if you have a presence that a lot of people engage with, that signals to potential interested parties, clients, publishers, that you are a marketable artist, right? For better or worse, that's where we are right now with that. So there's a part of me who feels a compulsion to stick around. But then there's this whole issue of, gosh, this is the thing, that Boulder and Fleet desktop that I made that I talked about in a past Thunder Punch Daily is, 2017 has been one heck of a year. And there are people who are dealing with anxiety and pain in a variety of ways, and in a variety of ways that I don't know how to engage with in a thoughtful and useful way, at least on social media. I have been taking my own actions in my own ways in my personal life and in the ways that where I have direct access to people. But in that public sphere, I'm not so sure how to get involved with that just yet. I'm still figuring my way out around that. And then it comes down to this other thing that I've noticed that I have a real difficulty with is it is so much easier for me to present my thoughts on things like this, on things like Thunder Punch Daily, on things like the Lean Into Art Cast, and present my work on things like Instagram and so on. And if somebody responds to it, then I can respond to them because they've sort of made it clear that my thoughts are welcome. When I'm watching my friends have a conversation, it's harder for me to inject myself into that conversation because it's, like I was saying earlier about language and visuals, but B, also, it's like I don't necessarily know what the spirit of the conversation is. Like, I can go back, I can reread everything that's been said so far and sort of get a sense for it, but then I don't trust my sense of it necessarily all the time. I don't have the sort of visual cues that I look for when I'm hanging out with people, right? I can see what the spirit of the conversation is when I'm watching people talk too. And without that, I get really skittish about just like jumping in and getting involved. I don't know if my point of view is a welcome presence there. Now, there is an implicit invitation in the fact that they're having the conversation in public, right? But this comes back to my I'm trying to find the word for it when I was being reserved. Just being careful and cautious about the way I interact with things. Though that without an explicit invitation, the ramp is higher for me to climb. And that signals to me that is something that I need to work on. Or do I? Right? Now I'm hearing Rob in my head saying, because one of the things I love about doing the Lean Into Art Cast with Rob is that I express like, okay, this is my assessment, this is my assumption, or this is my hypothesis, and then Rob will have this wonderful way of doing, or, and then he takes me in a completely different area, and I'm so grateful when that happens. So I'm not to say that Rob is necessarily a naysayer, but he's always got another perspective to throw at me to help me get a broader sense of what I'm thinking about. So do I or don't I? Is it a signal that I need to work on it and feel more invited to be part of conversations? Or is it a signal that I'm not really getting any value out of this thing, listening in on people's conversations, and maybe I should do it less? Maybe I should dial back and become more of a ghost. I don't know. I'll take that ball and I'll pitch it forward. The ball that Owen threw out there, I caught it. I looked at it a little bit and I said, okay, here, somebody else take it. I wonder what everybody else's thoughts are on that. Obviously, I think sharing stuff is important because otherwise, why would we even start a challenge like this Art Sound Off thing, right? But listening in on conversations and knowing when to get involved is a harder thing. In the past, And this is something that I picked up from a guy named Tim Street, one Tim Street on Twitter. And it's been exceedingly helpful for me as a way to like contextualize the way I engage with things is like when you're at a cocktail party, you listen to the conversations, and when you hear a moment where you can offer help, then you get involved. You don't go around passing on your business card at a cocktail party, right? That's not networking. Networking is when you hear somebody and you say you in the conversation, you hear how you can contribute or help in that conversation, right? That has been exceedingly useful. But it doesn't work for every conversation because not everybody's always looking for help, right? Some people are just having a conversation. And that's where it's harder for me unless I'm actively engaged. So still puzzling on it. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Droz on Instagram. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge where me and my buddy Rob have been challenging ourselves and by extension everybody else to check in every once in a while during the month of November with an audio accompaniment to the work that we are doing. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
In today's story, you saw what happened when a stranger came to the palace. She turned out to be evil and dangerous. Of course, turning people into animals is only make-believe, but there is nothing make-believe about how dangerous some strangers can be in real life. Never accept any food or toys or money from a stranger. Don't even talk to them, and no matter what a stranger may say, never go away with them. Terrible things have happened to some kids who did. The smart thing is to just walk away, or in my case, just float away.